Yo, 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 yo. What's good? What's good? What's good? It's your boy Jeremy St. Louis. I'm here. I'm just chilling. Just just been thinking about stuff, you know. A little bit about relationship, a little bit about business, you know, life in general. I got a pretty good groove going on right now. If I do say so myself, I think I've evolved a lot. You know, you ever sit back and just like analyze, like, and reflect on like how far you've come, you know? Some people call it counting your blessings, you know, but I just call it like, you know, self-reflection, if anything. And the thing about self-reflection is that you get to analyze, you know, not only just how far you've come, but use it as a gauge to see exactly where you're going, and having the flexibility to, you know, change as circumstances change and things change and people change and you change. And so, yeah, that's what, you know, and I use a lot of my meditation time, you know, thinking about the future, because I take small glimpses at the past. I don't look back and, you know, sit in the past and live in the past, because the past is the past. But it is definitely a major gauge into how I move and how I evolve as a person, as a man, as a father, as a son, as a boyfriend, as a businessman. It's you know, it's truly a blessing to go through the journey and have the awareness of the growth. And I think that takes a great deal of emotional intelligence, you know, to be at a place where you're sure of yourself and you're completely at peace and you're not allowing anybody to move you off your center. I think that's a great space to be in, you know, mentally and emotionally. And it's being sure in yourself, you know, being confident in yourself and how you feel about the things that you go through and your ideals and your thoughts or your opinions, you know, and not being afraid to share those things. And I think it builds great strength and character and perseverance. And it can be scary at times because, you know, a lot of people, you know, we walk around as programmed individuals because of our past most of the time. And so it shapes us and molds us to the people that we currently are. So a lot of times we can just, you know, have a hard time trying to decipher exactly how to go about being comfortable within your change and accepting yourself for who you are and sticking to it, you know, because that's really like the name of the game, in my opinion. And that's really true freedom, you know. And I've had some instances where I was tested, you know, with that. And it actually tests me a lot in the relationship realm, because when you're in a relationship with someone, pardon me, guys, I don't know what the hell's going on outside, but it sounds like every siren, every police car and fire truck in Jersey City is just caravanning down the street with their sirens on. You probably can still hear it a little bit in the background, but anyway, I just didn't want it to distract me from my thought, and because it's important, you know. And now just thinking about it in retrospect, it's like having the ability to change in order to get what you want is a major key to your happiness. And doing the things that make you happy brings great joy, not only to yourself, but to others. You know, and your gift will make room for you. You hear what's going on out there? Jersey City is so noisy. I really have to move to a place that's quieter. It really is. And I'm always complaining about Jersey City noise. I really am curious to know how noisy Jersey City is as a city in comparison to other cities. It's got to be high up there in ranking because it sure is annoying to me. And I've lived in Los Angeles. And Los Angeles is not even close to this noisy. Residentially, anyway. It's like, come on, man. You know, but that's why you work hard. You know, you work hard and do the things you want so you can live where you want and live how you want so you can live in peace. And but shout out to everybody that's in the hood. Shout out to everybody that live in noisy cities. That's not the hood. And but anyway, back to doing the things that make you happy and monetizing off of that. It really is like, I've been in these clubhouse rooms and it's just hearing people talk. Everyone talks about the business and getting LLCs and getting this paperwork and that paperwork and boop. But no one's really talking about starting and having the will to start. You know, having the courage to start. Whatever it is that you're into, whatever it is that you want to do, whatever it is that you like, whatever it is that's pulling you and drawing you and calling you, whatever it is, having the courage to get past the fear and to do it. And you just have to just do it, you know, and I'm living proof of that because I'm investing in the things that scare me, you know, me talking to you and having a podcast and having a YouTube channel and having social media, all of that stuff, and speaking on it. But even though that's been like my career, the bulk of my career, it's still one of my biggest fears. I don't want to talk. I'm an introvert, man, and I'm super quiet. As much as I talk, I am super quiet. And I love quiet, and I love peace and quiet. And, you know, I like sitting in silence. I love meditating. I love reading. I love things that are quiet. So when it feels like, oh, well, you know, I'm doing a podcast, and so, or, oh, well, you've been an actor, so you've been on Boob, and you've toured on this, that, and third, and you've been here, and then you've been in front of, and hosted things, and I was still, all of those things, I was scared out of my mind, and I don't even know if you even call them butterflies when I go through, even when I was acting and doing plays, oh, my God. So much, but I was able to channel that energy and use it towards my art. And when I figured out how to do that, things just completely changed for me. You know, it completely changed. And I figured out how to do that. This is how I figured it out. I figured out how to do that by just doing it. Regardless of how it look, regardless of how it sound, it is what it is. And I think that's one of the things that I probably appreciate the most about, you know, the theater. And it's just, this is one shot. This is it. However you get it on this night, you know, we doing, you know, 4 shows a week, 5 shows a week, whatever. However you get it on this night, it's however you're getting it, you know, and not being afraid to fail. So that's it. That's my time. I only want to go 10 minutes and I don't want to talk your head in. But tell me what you think. Shoot me a DM. Or you can email me, Jeremy St. Louis, JeremySaint, Louis, @gmail.com. Or just visit JeremySaintLouis.com, JeremySaintLouis. I am working on getting, I just bought the domain name, so that's about to change. I'm about to buy the domain name JeremySaintLouis.com. So by the time you hear this, That'll be the address, because I have, you know, I got to get everything uniform. So I just want my website to be uniform with my social media handles and this, that, and the third. And I've really been going back and forth. I'm supposed to be out of here, right? But I just keep talking for someone who don't like talking. But I just keep going back and forth with using STLOUIS, you know, well, ST period LOUIS or SAINT. And I think I like SAINT because I just like the way it looks when it's written out. It looks sexy. You know what I'm saying? So you can reach me there, www.jeremystlouis.com or goodnessandmercybrand.com. And that's it, man. Holla at me. Let me know if you need anything. I got some great deals for merch, too. So I'm doing bundles for $150. You get a sweatsuit. You get 3 t-shirts, 2 masks, and you get a signature logo. And so that's my deal. And if you have a brand and would like to do some merch, I would love to help you with that and make that for you. So give me a call, give me an email, visit the website, shoot me a DM. I'm around. I'm available. And my name is Jeremy St. Louis. And that's it. I'm out. Till next time, take care of yourself. And you can do it if you try. Peace.